Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another extra of the T-Maz Boss Show. And in today's extra, I wanted to talk on the video game Dragon's Dogma 2. Now, I played a little bit of this game, and I have seen that this game was receiving very bad ratings. I mean, it was receiving, I think at one point in time, it was in the negatives on Steam. I think now it's mixed. It might have went up because, no, the crazy thing about it is that when this game very first, like Dragon Dogmas 2, I never played the first one. But when the second one, when it came out, before it came out, a lot of people were hyping this game up. Like, they were making it out as, like, this is going to be a really good game. So that's what left me so curious about the game, because I'm like, oh, well, if that's the case, the game looks good. I might have to go ahead and cop this game. I did, by the way. I ended up watching FaZe Jev's video on the game. And yeah, I really did like his video, and it overall, it motivated me to go out and buy the game. But nah, let's go ahead. So it's at mix right now on Steam, but I think on Xbox it had like a 4-star. It was either close to 4 stars, but regardless though, no, this is a good game. All right, to anybody out there saying that this game is bad, I'm like, so here's the thing. I will say that the game, it did have, and I don't know, maybe that's just me just, you know, being a little bit, you know, too noticeable when it, like, just noticing too many things with the game. But my thing is this, I like when the frame rate is solid, like, it ain't looking all choppy. I was noticing that on my PC. I don't know, maybe it's just some things in the settings that I didn't change all the way, but regardless, I did get the game on Xbox, and I have been playing the game on Xbox, and I haven't got to a set, because I'm also playing Rise of the Ronin, so I'm trying to, like, play that game and then play this, and I'm like, bruh, it's a lot right now, it's a lot going on. But no, I will say that Dragon's Dogma 2, it is a good game, alright? I don't care what anybody, and I know people are saying, like, oh, the game, it's, like, filled with microtransactions, and even FaZe Jev was saying that, and I'm all like, I've noticed that with the game that I haven't had to put, besides buying the game, I haven't had to put no other extra amounts of money into the game. So that's what I think that it is. It's kind of like Warframe, where it's like, if you don't want to, just hurry up and get the stuff right away, then you can just buy it right now. But, and I don't even know what it is that requires the microtransactions, like the purchase, like what you need to purchase with your actual money and things. Because I'm like, I haven't really made it that far into the game. But regardless, I like, I know I'm not going to do it. But I guess if there is something that I really, really want, then it's either I'll find out how to get it through the game or just go out and buy it and stuff. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, if I had just spent $70 on the game, I'm like, bro, I'm chilling. But no, it is, I guess it is supposed to, based off of what FaZe Jev has said, it is supposed to be kind of like Warframe, where they do have that option where you can play the game and unlock whatever it is that you want to unlock. But at the same time, they do have that option. If you just want to cut straight to, you know, getting the whatever it is that you want to get and things, you very well can do that. So, yeah, I think a lot of people that they are, just like not overall, they're not playing the game like how they should be playing it and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe they are. And then because let's just see some of the reviews on Steam real quick. Excuse me. But yeah, it's like this game. Oh, so no, it actually does. Oh, no, wait a second. There's like, that's a spoiler. There's like, gave a good crack at it. It didn't help. All right. So this is one of the reviews. Didn't help that it is an embarrassing, broken game with flaws and outdated mechanics, so apparent it comes across a lazy game development. $70 for this insanity. I didn't think the game was lazy. I think visually it looks nice. I think, yeah, the mechanics, it is kind of old-fashioned, but I'm like, fam, here's the thing. I would rather have old mechanics than for them to add new mechanics to the game and then it don't look right. And I'm like, versus something that they already know about, talking on the old mechanics, I'm like, yeah, I'd rather. And it's funny because this person, they'll turn right back around and they'll go and play a game off of a PlayStation 2 or their Xbox 360. And I'm like, it ain't like that game. Games back then had, like, you know, new mechanics and all. At the time, they were new, but they're considered old now. So it's like, what? That's when people, when they say things like that, I'm like, bruh, then I don't know. With me personally, I'm like, if a game is being retro and, you know, they're using old mechanics or old visuals, whatever, but it's a good, solid game, I'm like, bruh, I don't, yeah, I guess maybe 74 is a little bit too pricey, but I'm like, that's the price now for a lot of games. It's $70. I'm like, I'd rather buy this game than to buy a game that's halfway unfinished, and it's filled with season passes, all these different updates, DLCs, and all this other stuff, and I'm like, fam, can I just play the game in half? I'm like, look at Call of Duty for an example. They charged us $70 for pretty much a DLC. They gave us what? A brand, they gave us a new story and a different zombie mode. But other than that, pretty much everything else about that game remained the same. That's why I'm like, people, they be like, it's funny when it's like they'll say things like that, and I'm all like, I wonder what kind of games this person be playing. I'm like, because I am a little bit curious, you know. I ain't trying to call this person out, but at the same time, what games do they, oh, they don't even show like what kind of games they play and stuff. But yeah, definitely, I'm like, that's some crazy stuff. Somebody just said slop, but they put 27 hours into it. And then the other person where I read, they were talking about the game got old mechanics. They put 9.2 hours. It's funny when people, they put a lot of hours into the game, and then they just say something. And I think that's probably has a lot to do with the fact that maybe they're not good at the game. I don't know. But I think that a lot of times when people, when they be saying crazy stuff like that, it's like, yeah, it's either they're not good at the game, or they got to a point in time in the game where they got stuck and now they want to call the game. Because I've done stuff like that. I've gotten mad at games and I'm all like, I'll get halfway through and I'm like, nah, man. For an example, Cyberpunk 2077. I will say that game is good, but I did get stuck on the part where I was all like, nah, bro, it had me upset. But I can say that the game is good, and I will get back into that game at some point in time. But yeah, I just think that today's, you know, like when it comes to reviews and stuff, you pretty much gotta be the judge on whether or not you're gonna like that game, because a lot of the times people's reviews don't really be all that accurate in things. And so I think that they're just following with the trend of, oh, let's give this game bad reviews and stuff because everybody else is giving it bad reviews. But I personally think Dragon's Dogma 2 is a good game, and I think it's a game worth checking out. So anyways, like the mechanics, I like the mechanics, I like the fighting mechanics, I'm liking the story, I'm liking the visuals, everything about that game. I think it's one of those games where at some point in time, people are going to like it a little bit more. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. I will do a video version of this at some point in time. I just wanted to do this, but yeah, I'm like, I got 9 minutes to like try to post some videos, and then start my stream up all before midnight. So sorry if this seemed like a little rushed and things, but anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next extra, and peace.